It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Rishon Gimel, the halachas of Shi'an Chazara, in the middle of Sif Hey, in the middle of the words of the Rama, that Rama is saying that all these halachas that you're not allowed to do, so you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do. So therefore he said, you're not telling a non-Jew to heat up a pot if it got cooled off, and if you did that, you're not allowed to eat it even cold. But if it wasn't totally cooled off, and that it was still fit to eat, then if the non-Jew heated it up, then permitted to be eaten. That's where the Rama continues in Chavdal and Aleph on the second line down. Therefore, the custom is that the non-Jews they take out the pots from the ovens that they insulated the food. And they put it near the oven for the winter. It's used for heat, near it, all over on top of it. And then the maidservant goes and heats up that oven. And through that, so then the pots go back and they get hot again. But through a Jew, that would be forbidden in such a situation, in such a case. But if the pots are still hot, as you continue to him in Beis Bezachar, then you're allowed to put it near the winter oven. Nachashon is bar, since I explained it, the Tanurim Shalonu, our Tanurim, Yeshon Din Kira, has Alocha as a Kira. So this is Mishabura. Sivkot and Tzadi Tess. So the Rama had started these words, L'chein Noegim. Therefore, the custom is that the non-Jews, like we said, take out the pots from the Tanur, that it was insulated in, and they put it near the tanner of the Beis HaKharif or on it. So what's l'chein? So he says, it's going on what we said before. Upirusha, in the interpretation like this. That's the words we said in the previous Amid. That since it's forbidden to tell non-Jew to heat up a pot, l'chein noigim, therefore the custom is that you do it differently. That the non-Jew places the food that got totally cooled down, and he puts it al hatanur on the tanur koydim shuhusak before it gets heated up. Sha'az like a shum iser, then there's no prohibition. Because if you read the Rama straight, it doesn't sound like it makes sense. Lachain. He's not talking about how it's forbidden to do things with any Yehudi. And then he says something that seems to be permitted. He says, therefore, you can't put it when it's hot. You can put it on the oven before it gets heated up. But then there's no iser. Kimin shayin shum ish batanur, since there's no fire in the oven. Which Asher Tzinois Kovdal brings, this is not like the Taz. Nimin of Vilna Goyin is also Machmer when it's totally cooled down. However, whoever's noig to be maker like all these Gedolim, for sure, you don't have to be Moicha, which is like what the Rama is saying, that if it's not, the Tana is not on yet, the non Jew could do this. Now, Masha Masik Achach is a Tana, but what do you mean? But then they can end up heating up the Tana, because it's cold in the room, they're going to heat up that oven. It could come in, I mean, this is different types of oven, not for food, but it's for the temperature in the room. It could come in us, when the shivcha is going to do that, her primary content is in the lecham beis achayiv. That's only to warm up the winter room, the shah which is permitted. Because that's for a different reason. Kol chaylim hei mitzal tzina. Everyone's considered ill regarding the cold. Then the heating of that town of beis achayiv, that's just to warm up the room, not to warm up the food. Now, after the psikreisha, what I mean, even though it's considered inevitable, legabi tapshal, that's called chopping off the head of the chicken and it's not going to die. It's inevitable that it's going to die, even though that's not your intent. So here it's inevitable, legabi tapshal, of course, by default, now that means to say the food's going to warm up. So how is that a mutter to do? By telling a non Jew, the less by myself, it's Istrabana that there's no action. We're not so stringent. The Sharia Sigresha, very important heter that could come up at times, that by Mila Akam, that it's permitted even when it's inevitable. So when they're heating up for the temperature, and then you have the food on the radiator, and then they're allowed to do that because everyone's cold, even though the food's now going to get warmed up, which we said for them to do directly is forbidden, that would be permitted. And that's what the Rama is talking about over here in this case. So the Vedai, you should know the Chosab Evelach. This is all by the Ebeluch, the Targum on the bottom, it says that the Beis HaChayev was a very large tanner. It was built in a structure and it was designated for warming up the house. And it had inside of it fire and wood. And inside on the top of where the fire was, within the wall, there was the area called Ebeluch. So this is all by the Ebeluch and the tanner, Beis HaChayev Shalanu, Shein Derech Lavash HaBachoyel, Melmalo Al Gabetan. It's not the norm to cook during the weekday on the top, higher up on top of the tanner. You could say the Indica Kavanah in Yehudi Behezig, it's not the primary intent of the non-Jew in heating up. Rak L'cham Abayis only to warm up the house. It's like put on the radiator. It's not normal to cook over there. It's not the derech at least, and therefore it's not the norm to cook pots that are there on top of the tanner. But the norms occur in English or kichim regarding the English heating oven. That it's normal during the weekday for people to cook on top of it. Is a gummy. Yes, you're right. Then there would be a total prohibition to place the food to warm up on top through non-draw, even before you heat it up. Because then, most definitely, the intention of the non-Jew when he's heating it up, even though it's to warm up the room, is gum bishlaki there. It's also for the cooking of the pots. So that's not just a psikration. That would be his kavana. That would be forbidden. Let's say with Tambadas, may Hagoin Marashak from Shlomo Kulga B'Simin Kulva Hinebach and Gozer B'Chayv Shuv B'Shlomo Kulga B'Chayv Shuv B'Shlomo Kulga B'Chayv Shuv B'Shlomo Kulga 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 to do this, Vayim Be'er Alocha, look at the Be'er Alocha, and where he discusses this. Sivkot and Kuf. So he said that, however, for a Jew, Asa B'Kiya Gavna, that, well, such a case would be forbidden. Right? Some would have been to say is Lahisha B'Gadiris, for the Jew to put the pots, Eitzel Tana Besachayev Arlov, near the warming ovens, or on top of it, Afilakoid Mahesi, not our warming ovens, but like that warms up the room, the heating element. Afilakoid Mahesi, even before it gets heated up, it's like the case of the Gemara, one puts the pot and one puts the fire, the Rishon Pot Tabalasa, that although the first one that does it, nothing happened yet, he's exempt, but it's prohibited. Which is not the case by telling a non-Jew, which is permitted. Because like we said, their primary intent is l'cham abayis, is to warm up the house to show which is permitted. Now, mizan there had to, says Mishbur, from here it seems like there's a permissibility. If the non-Jew puts water into a pot that's set in an oven, and they heated it up, the Jew is allowed to have a pleasure from those waters, ladich behem kalim, to wash out vessels. And even initially, he allowed a command a non-Jew regarding this. The kavuchem, because kavuchem, what's the kavuchem? The betavshel, because by a dish, a food. We put on top of the tan, the kavanas lachamoi. His intent is to heat it up. Even so, it's permitted because his primary intent is really to heat up the room. For sure, his intent is not to heat up the water. The reason why he put water into the pot is that he doesn't want the pot to burst. And you need some water inside for that to happen. But he doesn't want to heat up the water. It's possible even if the non-Jew puts the water after it's heated up, sure, for that reason also it would still be permitted because he's not intending to heat up the water. However, but to tell the non-Jew, near or less, it would seem to be prohibited after it was already heated up. But a Jew is forbidden to put the water inside the pot. Even before the non-Jew heats it up, the Shartzin Ois Kofches brings that from the Magid Avram. And he explains because it's Psik Reisha. He says, I don't know what Shaykh Psik Reisha, the first one that puts the pot, he more should have said because it's like the case of Echoners and Mayim Echoners and Eish, where the one that puts the water is Potter, but it's awesome. It says, Mishmur Bhadma Tirin Lodir Kalim Bemayim Shnosin Nud like Deir. This that we permit to wash vessels with the water that non-Jew put into the pot, is only if it wasn't filthy with fat. If not for the case, it's forbidden to pour hot water on top of them, because you're dissolving the fat. It's a problem about creating a new entity. If you don't, rather put the vessel in the water below your lame and don't pour on top of it, that's permitted to become nice and then it's not doing an action. Now, the Ramah said, however, if the pots are dying common, they're still hot. I feel in the Yatz Lesben, says the Mishpura, even if it's not the temperature of Yatz Aledis. But if Kotin Kobeis, that the Ramah said Mutal Amidon, then you're allowed to place it near the Tanah Beis HaChayev, Because we explained that al-tanurim have a locha like a kira, and that's a fully Yisrael, even a Jew. Fully al-chash husak, even after it was heated up, as the Sharatina's Kofi Beis says, because the reason is because of chazara. And we said if it's still hot, so then that's not a problem, as the Ramah continues to explain the halachas of a kira. But since our tanurim have a halacha like a kira, so therefore you're allowed to put it near the tana, and that sifkot and kof gimel etzal tana besachayev near the tana besachayev, that's permitted because he says that's smicha and that's permitted. Allah, but on top of it, because I'm sure inside of it, also that's going to be forbidden. Keeping your inner garb cotton because it's not garb cotton. If all the cotton has it, even before you heat it up, also in love, you not put it on it. Shemachashash as a concern. Shemichatach kechbekachal laharbet chumik, because then you might stoke the coals afterwards to increase its heat. Shakadeira shalomali yinutachem, that the parts on top should become hot. But I'm not good at it. Now the belt is noig to be matur liten love kederis chamin. Cotton has it that actually to put parts of warm stuff before you heat it up. Yes, mamash is much able to rely on commission. Some elbows pay off. I ain't trying to look up with the devil. Acha has to be ever heated up. The indicating the person is not conducting himself like the direct talk. Leading is a dot by eights. Taz like the electoral. You have to put some board or wood beneath the pot as a sign. Look at Amashe Maril, like we said over there in the name of the Maril. And the Be'a Lacha. The Ve'er Maschel had a Be'er Halacha that we said I'm Be'er Halacha. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 120, to put on Shabbos a warm food that was totally cooked, there's no problem by Bishul, into an extinguished oven that's ultimately going to go on through a clock, Shabbos clock or something like that. Chaznis writes that that's considered like hanocha betchil on Shabbos, that's forbidden even in a tanner that's garb or cotton. And even to say that by shehia on the tanner, that the non-Jew is going to ultimately heat it up, there's no problem with issa shehia in the beginning, that's only by a tanner that's missing a maisa of Adam who has free will. Which is not the case by a tanner that's going to ultimately be lit by a clock where it's going to end up happening by itself, that holds a chaznish, that's a problem. However, to put on it from before Shabbos, is you see from his words over there that he's considered like Shahir from Rabbi Shabbos, that is permitted if the town is Garev HaKatim. Shavuz Igzmeisha writes to say that's forbidden because he's elusive to the Shabbos. Shavuz Matzizel writes that also to put it from Rabbi Shabbos, one should not be lenient only for a great need when it just happens or for a Tzarek Mitzvah, but not in a permanent type of way. Dirshu 122, if you have a fridge freezer that they forgot to detach, to turn off the lights from before Shabbos so that it doesn't go on when you open it up. Shabbos is much right, it's permitted to tell a non-Jew to open it because since it's secret, Mil Akim is Mutter, like we're saying here in the Mishnah, that's the opinion of Chaim Kineski. Now, the Rosh Hashanah is inclined that it's possible it's considered like a Maisa B'Yadayim because since the going on of the lights happens by opening the door in a permanent and a deliberate way, and that's how Rabbi Yashav is inclined. Shlomo Zalman adds on that it's not comparable to Mishbura permits over here to tell a non-Jew to heat up the oven because not every time that you heat up the oven are you also cooking with it. And therefore, you shouldn't tell a non-Jew to open up the fridge only if the non-Jew doesn't know that the light's going to go on with the opening of the refrigerator. And regarding opening up the refrigerator through a Jew, that we discuss later on in Shayan Zen Sevko. Regarding opening through a child, discuss in Bihalacha and later on Sim Shim and Gimel Sef Aleph to Maskel Debe Sefer. Dish number 123, to put a pot in an extinguished electric oven that is going to be turned on through a clock. Chaznitz writes that mitzadis abishal, it's only a grumma, and that would be permitted by Malkum Hefsa. However, it's still usher because of this in the sin betchila. And this that's not considered the putting into the oven like echanis nesamai and b'chulu, well, Yashua explains that Chazal did not say it's forbidden to put water into a pot only because there's a shared element in the Issa of Bishul of his friend. And also by non-Jew is forbidden to do this because they're concerned that you might come to permit this even by a Bishul that's done through a Jew, which is not the case. But Bishul happens by itself, for example, through a clock or something similar. It's not similar to a Bishul that's done through a Jew, and therefore it's not Bechlal as an Issa. Issa number 124, that Mishbura later on, at the end of some Mishnah test, says that if Nandra puts the water before the oven is heated, permitted to have hanof from it. It sounds like that if he puts it there after the oven is heated, it's forbidden to have benefit from it. That's what it sounds like that to tell a non-Jew to put up with the water, it's forbidden even before the oven is heated up. Mishnah 125, Mishbura had referenced Shin Ches Sifya Dalad. There he writes, says, Machlik is a place where it's permitted to put urine in snow and to urinate in snow because of Chasashim Noilid, because you're dissolving the snow that way. And it comes out of there, La Halacha, that you could be makel. However, if it's not such a tikh, it is good to be careful regarding that. There's shoe number 120. Okay, we did this.